This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The question of how to label foods that contain biotech crop ingredients, or GMOs, has been tossed around for years in individual states and even local governments. Now it's finally being taken up by Congress, and it's about time. Only a national approach, not to mention a fact-based one, will work. The science and facts don't change from state to state. What's good for consumers and farmers in one state will be good for those in another. The growing patchwork of state or even local labeling rules does not inform food buyers. It confuses them. Because of loopholes and inconsistencies, a consumer cannot know what a label really means from one state to another, or even if the labels are actually accurate. Because many of the state and local labeling mandates have been backed by activists who oppose any use of biotechnology, the resulting labels will be more about maligning the technology and creating unnecessary alarm than actually informing people. While numerous agencies and scientific bodies have said that GMO foods are no different from non-GMO foods, let's face it, many people want to know if they are buying them or not. And if agriculture is about anything, it's about farmers and ranchers being willing to produce whatever consumers are willing to pay for. What is most appealing about the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act, H.R. 1599, is that it applies to a proven process to tame the developing Wild West of GMO labeling. We have an excellent example in the National Organic Program and its certification and labeling provisions, which enable consumers to know what they're buying and allow farmers and ranchers to reap the price benefits of producing for the organic market. It's a national, federally regulated program, and it works. I believe the GMO labeling program created under H.R. 1599 would be just as successful and beneficial to farmers and consumers. H.R. 1599 is up for a vote by the full House this week. It has been a long road to get here. Now that we've reached this milepost, let's make sure the House delivers. And let's be sure to thank Representatives Mike Pompeo and G.K. Butterfield for introducing H.R. 1599, and thank House Agriculture Committee Chairman Mike Conaway and Ranking Member Colin Peterson for their leadership on this effort, as well as all of the bill's bipartisan co-sponsors. Agriculture needs to back them up to offset the propaganda the anti-GMO zealots have been spreading. Let's make sure Congress passes this bipartisan labeling legislation this year so consumers nationwide can truly exercise their right to know. The Senate Finance Committee responded to the concerns of farmers and ranchers across America as it put forward a bill on Tuesday to extend important tax provisions through 2016. The legislation includes two provisions that let small businesses deduct major capital expenditures over just a few years rather than the full life of the equipment they buy. AFBF President Bob Stallman said Section 179 and bonus depreciation lend stability and help minimize risk in an unpredictable industry. On August 4th, the National Conference of State Legislatures, National Resources and Infrastructure Committee, will consider a resolution expressing serious concern with the final Waters of the U.S. rule and support for S. 1140, the Federal Water Quality Protection Act. S. 1140 requires the Environmental Protection Agency and Army Corps of Engineers to withdraw the final rule and conduct necessary consultations before the regulation is reproposed. The legislation also requires the agencies to adhere to certain limiting principles to ensure that any new proposed regulation conforms to the jurisdictional limits set by Congress and affirmed by the Supreme Court. Earlier this month, Monsanto opened a new wheat technology center in Filer, Idaho. According to Food Business News, the new center will feature two greenhouse facilities, trial preparation and seed storage, a wheat seed cleaning facility, and additional laboratory space. Dr. Rob Fraley, Monsanto's Executive Vice President and Chief Technology Officer, said Monsanto is committed to bringing innovations to wheat farmers in a way that helps farmers have better harvests. Expanding America's pipeline infrastructure would relieve the nation's overburdened freight rail network and improve service for farmers nationwide, according to a new AFBF study. The booming energy business in the upper Midwest spiked rail congestion and freight costs for farmers in the region and cut their profits by $570 million during the 2014 harvest. The AFBF study found that the average North Dakota corn farmer may receive $10,000 less than the traditional market rate for the crop. Increasing U.S. pipeline capacity, particularly in the Bakken region, is a prime solution for adding freight system capacity overall and relieving rail congestion, according to AFBF. The digital economy is rapidly growing, and farmers and ranchers who can't keep up are being left in the dust. Broadband services play an integral part in the global economy, and those without access can easily fall behind in the rapidly expanding global market. Farmers and ranchers in rural America rely on broadband service to assist in running and managing their farms and businesses. However, broadband access in parts of rural America can be shaky at best, putting farmers and ranchers at an economic disadvantage. White Reinhardt mini-grants given to state and county farm bureaus to start or enhance ag literacy programs are making a difference. A representative of the Cook County Farm Bureau says they received many letters this year from students who never knew where their food really came from, and they were certainly pleased with the results of the program and thank AFBF Foundation for Agriculture for funding. Cook County Farm Bureau presented its program to more than 4,000 students in 80 schools. Donations to the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture Fund, White Reinhardt Mini Grants. Illinois Farm Bureau members, staff, and agriculture industry professionals are invited to attend the 2015 Illinois Farm Bureau Commodities Conference titled Farming the Next 100 Years. The conference, scheduled for July 29th, will be held at the Bloomington Normal Marriott Hotel and Conference Center. This year's conference will feature two general sessions and multiple breakouts that focus on farmland prices, the economic impact of agriculture, markets, weather, farm legacies, cover crops, precision farming, and consumer trends. First General Session Speaker Mary Shelmut, Director, Agribusiness Program, Harvard Business School, will cover global economic and consumer trends. Second General Session presenter Dave Alwyn, owner of Echo Valley Meats in Bartonville and a Shark Tank participant, will talk about his journey of transforming his family's traditional meat shop into the modern consumer-oriented business it is today. Registration is $35 per person and includes lunch. Registration the day of the event will begin at 7:30 a.m. at the Marriott. In addition to the conference, Illinois Farm Bureau will host a Farmer Consumer Dialogue reception Tuesday, July 28th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Marriott. The reception will include an international buffet and moderated discussion between farmers, consumers, and area civic leaders about food, farming, and families. For more information or questions about the conference, please visit www.ilfb.org/commoditiesconference. Would you like to discuss hot issues in agriculture, policy, and Farm Bureau with other members and Illinois Farm Bureau President Richard Giebert? Well, now you can, at these regional meetings coming up in August. President Giebert will hold three Farm Talk meetings in August. Members can attend and ask questions and share ideas and/or concerns. These meetings are a great opportunity for members to get involved and learn more about the organization. There are three meetings being held in August. The first is scheduled for August 12th in Springfield at the Illinois Department of Agriculture. The second is on August 24th in Mount Vernon at the Holiday Inn. And the final one being held on August 26th in Sycamore at the DeKalb County Farm Bureau. A meal will be provided, and all meetings will start at 5 p.m. For reservations, contact your county farm bureau 2 weeks prior to the meeting you plan to attend. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.